Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many people have gotten into bourbon, and in their pursuit of the rarest and best bourbons, become obsessed with finding Pappy Van Winkle. Well, there's a brand of tequila that's a... Fuck. It's all right. We're just getting started. Many people have gotten into bourbon, and in their pursuit of the rarest and best bourbons, have become obsessed with finding Pappy Van Winkle. There's a brand of tequila that's emerged as the Pappy Van Winkle of the tequila world, and I just got back from the distillery. And if you want to find out what it is and why it's so rare and valuable, then stick around. Before we get started, I have to thank our patrons. The reality is it's not free to produce this content, and there are individuals that donate on a monthly basis to help make all of this possible for you viewers out there. And everybody's names that are on the screen right now are contributing at the top three levels, but we do have levels for all different budgets. So if you want to hear more about how to support this channel, stick around until the end. Now, some disclaimers. I'm not a tequila expert. I did learn a lot when I was on this trip, and I've done some research before, but if I say anything that's a little bit off, just throw it in the comments, but try to be nice about it, because I'm doing the best I can. There's also a lot of really amazing tequila producers, but this brand has emerged as kind of the front runner for being the most sought after and the hardest to find tequila. There are some other brands of tequila that I love equally as well, but if you're talking about trying to find things that are rare, this one is probably at the top of the list. There's also a lot of drama surrounding some of the information that I'm going to share with you, so if you're interested in the nerdy details, then pay attention. So this distillery that I've kind of fallen in love with are doing it right. And what does it mean that they're doing it right? Well, first off, there are a lot of ways that you can make a product and legally call it tequila. And most, if not all, of the large producers are using shortcuts that increase productivity and efficiency at the cost of quality. But that's not a problem for them because they are allowed to add colorings and flavorings to fix the quality issues that are caused by the efficiency measures that they've implemented. Coloring and flavoring were once used just to create a consistent product so that as a consumer, when you bought a bottle for a second time, you had a pretty good idea what it was going to taste like. But now it's kind of being used to trick consumers into what, so that they think they're buying one thing, but they're really buying something else. And that's where kind of the drama started, because there were two journalists from the United States who started educating consumers about tequila through an app that they created called Tequila Matchmaker. And in a way, their mission of educating consumers and all of that stuff is not too different from the mission of Bourbon Real Talk in the bourbon world. They discovered that it was impossible for consumers to know if the brands that they were buying were using additives or if they were additive free. And so they started the app, Tequila Matchmaker, and they started to catalog the details about the various tequila offerings and what their manufacturing processes were. And it got so large that the regulatory authorities over tequila production started to take notice. Now, this part is my opinion and should not be considered fact. And for the record, I would like to state that everybody that I met, all the tequila producers that I met on my trip, none of them gave any of the information to me that helped me form this opinion, and nobody shared an opinion that lines up with what it is that I'm about to say. It appears to me that the large tequila producers that were profiting the most off of the ignorance of the public and the lack of disclosure and labeling required for tequila started to put pressure on the regulatory authorities to change labeling laws even further, eliminating the information that would distinguish natural products from synthetic products. And it's also my opinion that they put pressure on the authorities to stop the dissemination of the damning information that you could find on the Tequila Matchmaker app. And when I was in Mexico, I was told by some individuals that would probably know that at one point there was a warrant issued for the arrest of the Tequila Matchmaker app owners, and that they actually went in and seized some of their assets to try and stop them from telling the public who was adding additives to their tequila and who wasn't. And if you are a bourbon lover, you love the fact that bourbon by definition doesn't have any additives in it, and you know what it is that you're buying as a consumer. But there's kind of a battle going on in the world of tequila right now for those that are doing it right, trying to earn the permission of the Mexican government to allow them to tell the public how it is that they're making their tequila. And there are strong influential forces that are trying to make sure that you as a consumer do not have that information so that they can continue to sell you products at a higher price than the product probably deserves to be sold for. And all of that is my opinion, but also, as part of my opinion, if you're a lover of free speech and consumer freedoms, I think that you should go download the app Tequila Matchmaker right now. Now, let's talk about some differences between bourbon and tequila. So one of the things I come across a lot is bourbon lovers go, ooh, tequila, it doesn't even have any color. It's not at, you know, it's not even being aged in a barrel for a lot of the most popular products. But in bourbon, all of the ingredients that we use to make bourbon are grown in one growing season, and we distill it into a clear spirit and we age it in barrels. And most people's favorite whiskeys are aged for an amount of time that if you looked at the total amount of time that it took to make that bourbon, you're spending about 6 to 10 years. And the aging time is crucial for the whiskey because the majority of flavor in bourbon comes from the barrels and the aging process, especially when you're using a column still to make your whiskey, because you're stripping out even more of those grain flavors. And so if you limit barrel aging time, you're probably compromising flavor at the same time. And that is a concept that is universally understood by bourbon lovers. The problem is that bourbon lovers try to apply that same concept to tequila and say, well, they don't age, or if they do age, they age for a very short period of time, and I just like my spirit to be a little bit more robust and, you know, all of that stuff. But what they don't understand is that tequila, their product is made from agave. And for a high quality tequila, that agave plant isn't grown in one growing season. It takes roughly an average of 8 years to grow their source ingredient. And as a result, the amount of time that it takes to make a world-class Blanco, which is an unaged tequila, is about the same amount of time that it takes to make a world-class bourbon or rye in the United States.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, we know that it is tough to buy for the whiskey lover in your life.
It is.
You go on Bourbon Real Talk, there is hundreds of options for you to get for that person in your life who loves whiskey, and you're scared, you're worried, you don't know where to start. Well, we're here to help you out. Mm-hmm. We've got the top 5 items on Bourbon Real Talk that are perfect for the whiskey lover in your life. First off, we're gonna start with the American Whiskey Aroma Kit right here. This bad boy right here, when their nose in a glass, these things will help them train their palates to identify those top scents and fragrances within a whiskey. And it'll make them look like a really cool person in front of their friends.
Yeah, okay? Makes them feel more comfortable about their whiskey journey.
Yep.
Another thing that we have, they may have a lot of glasses, but they probably don't have these glasses.
Right here.
And so the most common whiskey glass out there is a tulip-shaped glass, and that company was not very kind to me last year. and they asked me to stop selling my glasses that they thought were too similar to theirs. And that pushed me into an endeavor to design a glass that was specifically for high-proof American spirits.
And it's better.
And it is way better. There's a money-back guarantee on the website. You could buy this for a whiskey lover in your life. If they try the glass and they don't notice an immediate difference while nosing, we will absolutely give you your money back.
Okay.
What else do we have?
So they have a great nose. They got a great palate. They've already got the glasses. Mm-hmm. I bet they don't have this. Mm-hmm. How about a whiskey bottle carrying bag?
Yes. All right.
Really nice quality. It fits three bottles in this one. We have a six bottle bag. You could probably fit a couple more in here, but this is designed for three bottles. They can show up at their buddy's house. They've already got their whiskey bottles with them. They're opening them up. They're sharing them with friends, and it's a great option as a gift.
There's two others that I'm pretty excited about. The first one is my Advent calendar box. So
Okay. If
you're looking to give a gift to a whiskey friend, you probably can't go out and find Pappy Van Winkle and give him a bottle of that because it's so impossible to find. But you might have some nice bottles that you'd want to give them samples of, and you can build a 25-day experience for somebody in your life. This box holds 25 one-ounce samples and two small sample glasses, and all the half-size glasses that are on the market that I'm aware of all fit in these spaces, including my glasses, the glasses from that company that shall not be named, Perfect Dram, and several others. They all fit side in here. And so this is a great option, although we may be running out of time on this, but
what do we have?
We have another option for you. This makes an excellent gift as well. This is our 6 ounce or 6 1-ounce sample pack.
Mm-hmm.
And so this could allow you to give sample packs to several of your buddies, maybe people that are just getting into the whiskey game,
yeah,
or somebody who doesn't have a collection quite as large as yours. This would work for that. It has a space for one tasting glass, 6 1-ounce samples. And for both of these options, we have customization. So you can put a custom message on here through laser etching. You could put your logo, your company logo. These could be corporate gifts, whatever you want to do. All of these things can be picked up at bourbonrealtalk.com. So check it out. Now let's talk in a little bit more detail about how tequila is made. So tequila is made from agave, and because agave are the driving force behind the flavors, they have to put a whole lot of effort into the growth process of that agave and harvesting exactly at the right time when it's mature and ready to be made into tequila. And the first thing that they do when they harvest is they cut off all the leaves and they stop referring to it as agave and they start calling it a piña. After they have harvested the piña, they have to cook it. And right now, everybody is cooking with steam. And it's been that way since probably about the late 1800s, early 1900s. And they do that to convert all the complex carbohydrates into simple sugars. And there's two main methods that they use to cook the piña. One is called an autoclave, which is a giant pressure cooking pot. And they can actually put the piña in there and they increase the pressure, and that allows them to cook and convert at a much faster rate. But some people believe that that actually reduces the quality of the flavors that you get in the final product, because the more traditional way, the old way, the slower way of doing it is to cook the piña in a brick oven. And there's literally rooms of that are, you know, brick rooms that have steam injected into them, and they fill those rooms up with the piña, and that's how they cook them. After the piña are cooked, they are shredded and they go through some sort of a process to press all of the juice out of them. After the juice is removed, they're fermented, and some distilleries use natural, like, organic yeast that just happens to be on the piña. Some of them have an in-house yeast, and then some of the larger distilleries use a commercial yeast. And then after the fermentation, obviously they're distilled. Now, any still will do, but the majority of high quality tequila is going to be distilled on an alambic or a pot still, and not a column or coffee still, because it'd be stripping out too much of the flavor from the piña. The aging, it's not always aged, so you have unaged tequilas that are either referred to as silvers, platas, or blancos. But if you age the tequila in a barrel, almost always used American whiskey barrels, for 2 months to a year, then the tequila becomes a reposado. And if you age it for a year to 3 years, it becomes an añejo. And if you age it for 3+ years, it becomes an extra añejo. So which is the tequila that is the Pappy Van Winkle of tequila? Well, here's the big reveal. Here we are. The tequila in question is Los Abuelos, aka Fortaleza, here in the United States. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the family story behind this tequila. So first off, they are fifth generation tequila producers, and the first three generations built a very common tequila brand called Salsa. And at one point, they were the largest selling tequila in the world. They're definitely top 10 today. The family has this really rich history of helping to define what tequila was through legislation in Mexico. They also produce a very interesting product to help support Americans during Prohibition called Mexican whiskey, which was just a barrel-aged tequila product that they would illegally bring into the state of Texas. And Salsa has the distinct privilege of being the first company to legally import tequila into the United States, spreading the word about the goodness of this great product. But in 1976, they sold the distillery, with the final purchase happening in 1988. And the third generation did that. But with some of the proceeds, they bought an estate that's in the city of Tequila, and that estate is...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's called La Fortaleza, and there is the new generation that came in, and this gentleman's name is Guillermo. He is the third generation's grandson, and he decided that he was going to restore La Fortaleza as a distillery in 1998. So you might be asking yourself, why the two names? Well, when Guillermo first started the La Fortaleza tequila production facility, he wanted to call it Los Abuelos, which roughly translates as the grandfathers, because he was making tequila the way they did in the olden days. But there was a rum producer out of Panama called Ron Abuelo, and they filed a lawsuit in Mexico and in the United States. And unfortunately, they lost their intellectual property fight in the U.S., and they were no longer allowed to use the name Los Abuelos. So they decided to switch over to calling the tequila the name of the estate that it's made out of, which is La Fortaleza, and that is why they have two names. So why is Los Abuelos / Fortaleza so different? Well, they have a production process that always makes the decision on the side of flavor and ignores efficiency. So first off, they use estate-grown agave, although I'm unsure whether or not all of their sources are actually from the estate. They cook in a brick oven instead of an autoclave. They actually use the original brick oven that was built on the property probably in the late 1800s, but because they had so much demand for their product, they added a second brick oven, which was gonna give them a little bit more capacity, but it's built to the exact same standards as the original brick oven, and that way they're able to maintain that quality of flavor. Another thing that they do that is a quite ancient technique and no one else that has any major production is using anymore is they use what's called a tahona. And a tahona is a 2-ton volcanic wheel that literally gets dragged around in a circle in this pit. And after the piña are cooked and shredded, they put it down into this pit. And they literally have two individuals inside the pit with a pitchfork moving the fibers around while another individual drives around in a circle with what looks kind of like a modern day forklift without the forks on it and pulls this giant volcanic rock around to crush the cooked piña. The interesting thing is they actually used to use a donkey, but at some point the regulatory authorities came and they were like, What are your procedures to make sure that the donkey is, you know, getting the care that they need and all of that stuff? And it became too big of a problem. And so they switched over to a tractor that didn't quite fit into the area. They literally had to carve some concrete off so that the tire could make the turn. But nowadays they use the smaller unit that you see, you saw in the picture before. They also use wooden fermentation vats, which that is supposed to help control the temperature and make sure that they are able to produce a more consistent profile, because different fermentation temperatures will affect what compounds the yeast throw off. And since the wood is a little bit more insulative than what we would normally see in, say, a stainless steel fermentation tank, they don't have to have any control measures to control the fermentation temperatures because of the insulative properties of the wood. Another thing is they use the ancient copper pot stills that were there, I believe, originally from the original distillery. And that is going to help also leave more of the flavor from the agave, because it's not a great big pot still. It doesn't have a great big long arm on it. They can't extract all of those flavor compounds. And I think that might be one of the reasons why this tequila is so flavorful. And lastly, they use hand-blown bottles. The glass is actually made at a glass manufacturing facility that's not too far from the distillery. And I had the opportunity to go visit there, and I actually blew my own bottle of glass. Unfortunately, they didn't let me keep it because there's days worth of processing that they have to do afterwards to make sure that the glass is stable and ready to be used in production. But one of you one day will buy a bottle of Los Abuelos or Fortaleza, and it will be the bottle that I hand blew. And that was a pretty exciting experiment. So as you can imagine, all of these processes are not super efficient. And as a result, as demand grew, the distillery now operates 24 hours a day with 3 shifts, 6 days a week. They don't operate on Sunday so that everybody has their day off and they can go to church. They are on allocation. And I will tell you that it just so happens that my brand, the Prideful Goat, has the same distributor in a lot of states that La Fortaleza does. And it was very common for me to be going out with my sales rep and trying to get somebody interested in bringing in the Prideful Goat into their bar or restaurant or whatever. And everybody just wanted to talk about when the next Fortaleza was going to hit the market. And it was so funny. I'd go from state to state and all I was hearing about was Fortaleza. So the individuals behind the brand are Guillermo and his son, Billy. And Guillermo is kind of a badass, and he's fought to protect the legacy of his family. He rides around the distillery on his Harley. He rescues dogs. They literally have a dog rescue with a kennel and everything. And at one of the times that we got to go to the estate to have breakfast, they let all the dogs out and they saw Guillermo and they all came running and they were barking and all excited. And then they dispersed out into the crowd and they were trying to get pets from everyone and steal some food from people who weren't looking. So really awesome guy. And he's fought to, you know, protect the distillery's name, Los Abuelos. And he was very disappointed when they lost the lawsuit in the United States. But he was so committed to protecting that legacy that for a while they were etching Los Abuelos underneath the Fortaleza label so that that legacy was still incorporated into every single bottle. So I just, when I heard that he was going that extra mile, I realized that this was an individual that was dedicated to his principles and he cared about quality and consistency. And it just made me, you know, kind of endeared him to me. He's been offered unimaginable fortune to sell the brand. Countless spirit conglomerates have sent emissaries out and tried to convince him. And one even tried to paint this picture of him living on a luxury yacht off in, you know, the Mediterranean Sea. And he literally looked at the guy and he said, "Yes, but where would my horses live?" And I just thought that that was so awesome, because there's so many brands out there that when they get this popular, all they want to do is sell out and live in the life of luxury, but not Guillermo and Billy. They are trying to protect a legacy and continue to push that forward. So another thing is, he's totally approachable. He took us and his family to the gravesite where the previous 3 generations that started the large tequila brand are all buried. And it was during the time of the Day of the Dead celebration. And he literally told us his family's history at the gravesite. And it was so beautiful, very impactful. And the fact that he was so approachable, he even came and sat down and ate lunch with me and ate breakfast with me at one time. And there were 120 people on this trip. So it was pretty amazing to get to know him. And his son, Billy, first off, ridiculously handsome dude. Like, he's that guy that when you see me, like, you want to hate him, but you can't because he's just so nice and approachable and awesome. And he's equally committed to preserving the integrity of what Fortaleza represents. And he has no signs of pretension either. So I have all the hope in the world that he'll continue to be a champion of tequila and consumer disclosure. So if you're a regular viewer of this channel, and if you're not, you need to know, we give away spirits on every single episode, and this episode will not be an exception. I have 5 separate bottles of Fortaleza / Los Abuelos, some are labeled one way, some are labeled the other way, and we are going to have 5 winners. We're going to give 5 one-ounce sample packs away, and those sample packs will include the Blanco, the Still Strength, which is the Blanco, but at 100 proof, which is about what it comes off the still as, the Reposado, the Añejo, and the 2024 Winter Blend, which is their annual release, which would be the equivalent of Pappy's, you know, Pappy Van Winkle 23 year or something like that. It's very hard to get a hold of, and you know, people try to collect the series, but they miss a year and they can't get a hold of it. And I was lucky enough to be able to buy a bottle when we were there. All you have to do to enter the free giveaway is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell. Ringing the bell will notify you of future content pieces and future giveaways because there's one on every video. And then, of course, go down below the video on YouTube, fill out the web form, and we will run a randomizer, post the results publicly on YouTube, post for accountability, reach out to the winner, get your shipping details, and get your samples out to you absolutely for free. If you like this content and you want to think about supporting the channel, as you heard earlier, we do have a Patreon. We've got different membership levels that will fit into any budget, and there's not just a one-way street there. We have benefits for you. We have bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups. We do monthly virtual bottle shares. You get discounts on merchandise purchases, and you also get the satisfaction of knowing you support the channel and its mission, which goes far beyond education and whiskey. We do a lot of philanthropy work and whatnot, and some people want to enable us to continue to focus on those things by supporting us on Patreon. You can also support us by purchasing merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. All of our merchandise has been curated by whiskey people for whiskey people, and we solve a lot of whiskey problems, so if you go over there, you're going to probably find something you can't live without. And then lastly, I am a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro areas, and I would love the opportunity to represent you if you need a residential real estate agent in either market. I will warn you, though, that if we close a deal, I do give away epic bottles as closing gifts. And if this is your first time tuning in, I'd love to tell you a little bit more about our show philosophy. We're all about bringing people together around spirits. And that is something that I have a passion for because I lost my younger brother to suicide in 2014. And I saw that he had started to lose some of the social connections that keep people bound to this world. And at the same time, I was trying to figure out a way to give back and help other people to feel more connection. And I saw how spirits were bringing people together. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to start the podcast, because I figured if I get you connected to spirits and whiskey, that the whiskey and the spirits will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But if you're going to have connection and community, you do have to have a forum. And a lot of the forums were filled with negativity. So we started our own called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It's Facebook-based. It's free. And there's lots of great things going on in there. But we also were able to parlay that into starting a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit called Live Stay Project. And so those are all things that the community have enabled us to do. and the trolls that kind of motivated us to start that community also taught us a valuable lesson. And that is, if they can hate a stranger online, we can love a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Wes, what are you doing?
Dude, I'm, you know Jake, our BRTC friend?
Yeah.
I'm getting him some stuff for Christmas. I'm doing a little Christmas shopping.
Yeah, what are you going to get him?
I'm thinking, like, they've got these really cool whiskey stones that are, like, you know, you put them in the freezer for a while, and then, you know, put them in your glass, and they're kind of chill your whiskey.
Do you know Jake?
Yeah, he's, like, one of my best buds.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him drink his whiskey anyway but neat?
No.
Okay, well, that's probably not the
okay,
best
Okay, yeah, all right, you're right. Okay, so... Rocks glasses. I'll do like they've got these really cool new style glasses. They're like got this cool shape to them. I'm gonna do those.
He has like a million whiskey glasses. Like he doesn't need more glasses for sure.
Well, I don't know what to get him then. Okay.
Okay. Well, I've got some ideas.
Okay. What? Tell me. What
well, do I need to Bourbon get? Real Talk has some really nice sample storage boxes.
He does like samples. He's getting samples from. I mean, he's in the BRTC, so he's getting samples from people all the time.
Yeah. So there's several different sizes, but these are decorative wooden boxes that were designed to hold either 1 or 2 ounce sample bottles.
Okay.
And some of them are actually designed to be more like a gift. Right?
Yeah.
So there's a space for you to store a whiskey tasting glass
okay.
along with some samples so you can give those to a friend.
Perfect.
And then some of them are just to store all of the samples that you get being a good whiskey
wow.
enthusiast member.
And I'm actually, I've got a great idea. I'm going to get this like engraved like with his like name or something special on top.
Great news. We just purchased a giant commercial laser and for a nominal fee, you can have either logos, pictures, words, you can select your own font, you can have all of that engraved
yes,
right here.
I'm gonna do a picture of me, like real big right here, so he always can remember
that
how
is
great of a friend
a
I am.
A great idea. He could just put something right on top.
All right, well, so they go to bourbonrealtalk.com. I'm just gonna do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Go to bourbonrealtalk.com and pick up your storage box today.
All right, you can thank me later, Jake.
Of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.